Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Chinese consumers have named their most relevant brands. German mobile device users prefer free apps. And Facebook has broken the 1 billion mark for mobile-only users. Alipay and WeChat have been named as the most relevant brands for Chinese consumers. The survey questioned over 10,000 Chinese customers in the most cosmopolitan areas, which consisted of all Tier 1 and Tier 2 cities. It revealed that the Alibaba-affiliated payment service Alipay and mobile app WeChat beat global non-Chinese brands such as Visa, Marriott, Ford, and Adidas. This comes as Alibaba reported a 55% rise in sales over Q2 and a revenue of $5 billion in the 3 months leading up to October. Interestingly, there were also no household brands that appeared in the top 50, which was predominantly made up of aspirational brands such as Audi or Shangri-La hotels. Apple also appeared on the list in 27th place, despite being the top of the list in an equivalent American survey, likely due to falling sales and strong competition in the Chinese market. A communication company in Germany has found that smartphone and tablet users in the country vastly prefer to download free apps. Gick Media and Communication found that over half of Germans with a mobile device have only ever downloaded free apps, whilst only a third have downloaded apps that required payment. The survey also found that weather apps, social media apps, and messaging apps were also downloaded by 50% of Germany's mobile users, something that supports the data that showed a lack of willingness to pay for apps. Data also showed that just over one-third of people said they had downloaded gaming apps, a figure that again supports the app payment data, as these types of apps tend to be priced. During the announcement regarding its Q3 results, Facebook also revealed that its mobile user number has seen staggering growth. The company saw high increases across the board in terms of mobile usage, where monthly active users grew by 20% across the third quarter to reach 1.66 billion. Facebook also now has over 1 billion monthly mobile-only users, a number which currently stands at 1.05 billion. This means that nearly 60% of Facebook users access the site through mobile only, with 88 million users being added to that figure between Q2 and Q3. Facebook defines a mobile-only user as someone who accesses Facebook solely through mobile apps or mobile versions of the website during the period of measurement. This growth shows no sign of slowing either, as similar increases are expected by the end of the calendar year. Data has been released that shows that the small country of Luxembourg is struggling to compete with larger nations when it comes to digitalization. Despite its location in Western Europe, a traditionally highly digitalized region, only 7% of tradespeople there have an online presence for their business. This is especially surprising since it was also shown that more than 3/4 of the population shop online. Fernand Ernster, president of Luxembourg's Commercial Federation, said that people were still skeptical about venturing into e-commerce, even though it's shown to be capable of being a complementary channel for physical stores. And finally, Amazon is looking like it'll expand into the Middle East. The reports come following news that the online giant is preparing to put forward a 30% stake in Dubai-based e-commerce site Souq.com. 30% stake is thought to value Souq at around $1.2 billion, but it is thought that no final deal has been agreed at this point. However, an expansion for Amazon in the region would make sense after the Middle East has seen economic growth and increased investment in the consumer industry. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.